This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Still more questions than answers about the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday in Manhattan. But the police commissioner says
this does not appear to be a random act of violence.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it looks like Brian Thompson was targeted.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
After the shooting, the gunman was seen running, then escaping on a bicycle into Central Park, where he vanished. An AP source says ammunition used in the killing had writing that read, "Deny, defend, and depose." Two young children were in extremely critical condition, say authorities, after being shot at a religious school in Northern California yesterday. The gunman died at the scene, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot, they say. We've got the latest on jobs now. The AP's Sagar Magani.
More Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. Jobless claim applications went up by 9,000 for a total of 224,000. That's more than analysts forecast, but still at a historically healthy level. The total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits fell from a three-year high. Analysts predict the government will report tomorrow employers added 215,000 jobs last month, which would be roughly 18 times more than October's figure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
What if the airline cancels or changes your flight? The Biden administration says it's moving toward requiring airlines to pay passengers cash compensation and cover lodging and meals if they get stranded when the airline makes those changes. That's new this morning from Washington. This is AP News. Now to a return to the wild for a Hawaiian bird.
The alala is the last survivor of Hawaiian crow species, charismatic and intelligent.
Picking up a stick and using it to get what they need out of logs.
Kianini Aarona is an aviation recovery specialist with the Maui Bird Conservation Center.
They're kind of like our ancestors, our kupuna, like they're a big part of the forest.
The alala went extinct in the wild 22 years ago. Habitat loss, predation, and disease brought by introduced species among the threats.
It's almost like the forest wouldn't be there without these birds.
But now the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says five alala have been released back into the wild on the island of Maui, the result of years of preparation and collaborative effort.
So that they're prepared to go out into the wild.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.